This is growing native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Oh, my goodness, my friends, the grasshopper season has finally worn down. Yay! An occasional horse lubber lumbers across our yard in front of the 1991 Marvelette, moving quite slowly. Old lubbers don't get to go to an old lubber home, but just slow down and then literally stop in their tracks and die. It's a pretty nice way to go, I think, yeah. Those horse lubbers have beautiful red wings with black margins. It's what's called their hind wings, not the covering wing, but the one that really shows and flaps. And not that these horse lubbers are known for great flight. Their flight is sort of like the Wright brothers, you know. Ah, I'm in the air. Ah, I've crashed. But there are these other two red-winged grasshoppers I find that could fly quite well, could fly, note past tense. The speckled-winged range grasshopper shows up, and the northwestern red-winged grasshopper shows up. They both appear in the grassland, the speckled-winged first, and then the northwest red-winged shows up a little later. Both flash red wings in flight and crackle as they fly, and I was reading about that noise, that marvelous crackling noise. I read that it's made by membranes in the wings popping tight. Ooh, very cool. So what's cool now is that these red-winged grasshoppers are all dead. Let's say yay again, yay! And on walks and trots across the land, red wings are part of the grassland litter. It's pretty cool, pretty showy. Oh! On a recent walk in nearby hills, Ms. Mosquito and I chased and captured a blue-winged grasshopper. What was really neat was when it landed, its body coloration was the same as the rocks and dirt it landed on, so it was very hard to spot. But I finally pounced on it, and Ms. Mosquito held it as I photographed the blue wings and its beautiful large body, blue wings with a black margin and a clear spot at the tip of that hind wing. Yeah, that was a fun day. It was a fun day. We went over toward Fort Bowie National Park and a ranch that surrounds it, and there are plenty of low limestone hills, and we were able to park in an arroyo under a huge walnut tree, leaves turning yellow, the ground littered with fallen walnuts. Those low rocky slopes are so cool around that area around Fort Bowie. South-facing slopes are literally covered in prickly pear. In this instance, Opuntia chlorotica. You could not walk through it. The whole slope is green with prickly pear, tall prickly pear, 3-4 feet tall prickly pear chlorotica, yeah. And on the north-facing slope, it'd be covered in bear grass and juniper and pinyon and soltal. So if you walk the canyon floor between the two slopes, you get that wild, wild contrast. It's just fantastic. In the arroyo where we were parked and picnicked, there were canyon hackberries, of course, walnuts, and bumelia, cool, tall, sometimes tree, mainly shrub, plant called bumelia. And Ms. Mosquito pointed out a very cool herbaceous shrub with interesting flowers and many white hairs on the stems and leaves. Stinging hairs, I found out rather quickly. But cool, very cool. The flowers were just weird. It was like, these are the flowers at the top of stems, and they were these beige or pinkish closed calyx, you know, the part that sort of closes up the flower, maybe the sepals too. And then one or two would open, I guess, a day. I had to read about it. And inside this beige or pinkish calyx is a yellow flower. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was very cool, very strange looking. I took lots of photographs. Well, the plant is called Cevallia, C-E-V-A-L-L-I-A. You could say Cevallia sinuata. A common name I found out was stinging serpent. Beware the stinging serpent. That's very cool. The family it's in is known for its peculiar hairs, just like my family. The Blazing Star family, it's a Loassaceae. Is that right? Loassaceae. Loassaceae. The Loassa family or Blazing Star family. Cevallia must be someone's name. Somebody probably paid a lot of money to have his name, is this plant named for him, and his peculiar hair. I could be wrong. Sinuata refers to the wavy margins of the stinging, hairy leaves. And the leaves reminded me sort of a plant called Blazing Star, Mentzelia, which is in that family. So anyway, if you're out walking in the desert between 2,500 feet and 5,000 feet down, you know, in the southeast corner here, you may bump into Cevallia sinuata, a very, very interesting plant with peculiar stinging hairs that remind us, my friends. The desert is beautiful. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.